Welcome back to Reimagine Mason, the podcast where we highlight the people, places, and projects shaping Mason District into a vibrant and inclusive community. I'm your host, Supervisor Andres Jimenez, and I'm excited to bring you our third episode. Mason District is home to some incredible organizations doing essential work to support our neighbors. One of those is Colmore Clinic, a nonprofit healthcare clinic providing compassionate, high-quality medical care to uninsured adults right here in our community. This organization is especially close to my heart because I had the privilege of serving on the Colmore Clinic board before becoming supervisor. I saw firsthand the dedication, care, and impact that this clinic has on so many lives in our community. Today, I'm joined by Lynette Sapay-Watkins, the executive director of Colmore Clinic. Lynette is a dedicated leader in the nonprofit healthcare access, and she's here to share more about the clinic's work, the people they serve, and how the community can get involved. Lynette, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Andres. I'm so glad to be here and to be one of your early guests. I feel very honored.
It's so great to have the Colmore Clinic here being represented and all the amazing work that you do. And it's so timely because I really feel, looking at the community, that now more than ever, the Colmore Clinic is serving so many people that actually need your services. And so many times there's an issue with access or availability. And that's why having organizations like the Colmore Clinic in Mason District is so amazing. So it's great to have you here. Colmore Clinic provides such an essential service in our community. For those who might not be familiar, can you share a little bit about the clinic and its mission?
Yes, I'd be happy to. You know, Andres, it's really interesting. Back in August of 2024, U.S. News & World Report labeled Falls Church as the healthiest city in the United States. And yet, 2 miles outside of the city of Falls Church, which is the designated healthy city, right, we have a very different story to tell, or a mixed story to tell. And that would be where Colmore Clinic is. And our clinic is right now supporting about 900 adult patients for all of their wraparound health care needs. So we are providing primary health care. We provide counseling, vision services. With all of these services, all their diagnostic tests are included, you know, lab tests. We also support their dental needs through our partnership with the Northern Virginia Dental Society. So we are dealing with a community of people that really seeks to thrive here. And by taking away the burden of their health care, they can focus on other areas that they need to be focused on, like making sure they can go to work every day and providing a home for their families and to go to the grocery store, their transportation needs. So we're very proud of the fact that as a provider of health care, we are supporting a community of very vulnerable adults that are our neighbors.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, this is incredible. Healthcare access is such a critical issue, and I know we've talked about it, and it's inspiring to see Colmore Clinic meeting that need. Having served on the board, I know how dedicated your team is. Who are the patients that you serve, and what are some of the biggest challenges they face?
So we are a clinic that is serving all adult patients, and it's very much split between males and females, maybe slightly ahead on females. And our patients are primarily people in the middle of their working careers. So 25 to 54 is where 75% of our patients are from an age point of view. And then about 15% fall into the category of seniors. And then the younger generation is actually a growing population for us. Our zip codes that we cover, we can see anybody that's in Fairfax County. But 65% just come from two zip codes here in Mason District.
That's incredible, and obviously the mission is so important. It's about more than just medical care. It's about making sure people feel seen, heard, and valued. Can you share a story or example that really illustrates the impact of Colmore Clinic?
I have a couple of stories, actually.
I'm sure you have tons, yeah.
Trying to narrow down, I will focus on a gentleman named JP. So JP has been coming to Colmore Clinic for about 2 years. We are supporting him in his primary care. He was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, as many of our patients are, and just coincidentally, or about two-thirds of our patients have at least one chronic disease.
Wow.
So JP had been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. We got him involved in our diabetes workshops, and these are a series of 7 workshops that help people who are newly diagnosed with type 2 diabetes learn about the disease, learn about how to care for themselves, what their medications do, when to take their medications, why it's important to adhere to their medications, and then the value of nutrition, diet, lifestyle, etc. So he was very engaged with that. And then in his second year, we also got him into the Northern Virginia Dental Society clinic for dental treatment. And because type 2 diabetes is very tied to oral health, we knew that he needed to have a priority appointment. And as it turns out, he needed to have dentures. And because we had a grant through ANOVA for dental care, we were able to give him or provide for him dental and dentures he needed for his for his smile, actually.
And that's life-changing.
That is life-changing. And so when he returned to the clinic with his set of dentures, he was always a friendly man. But when he came in after receiving his dentures, he was all smiles. He stood up a little bit taller. He was so excited. I don't speak Spanish. He is a Spanish speaker. And he came up to me because we're friendly in our way, and he came up to me, shook my hand, and thanked me for what we were able to do for him.
That's an amazing story, and I'm sure you have so many others like that, which are so inspiring. Again, you know, what you're able to do for this gentleman is life-changing for himself. I think it builds his confidence, obviously, and hopefully continues to come in and make sure that he's healthy and follows the steps that you mentioned through the courses that he took for diabetes. It really shows how access to care can change lives. I know Colemark Clinic relies heavily on community support. How can people get involved, whether as volunteers, donors, or advocates?
I'm so glad you asked that, and yes, all three. We are a clinic that was really founded by volunteers. We stand on the shoulders of our founders, Terry O'Hara Lavoie and Ann Cartwright. They started a clinic that was all volunteer in nature to begin with. Providers, nurses, medical assistants, all folks who come together and continue to come together to support the clinic. We have about 120 volunteers right now. Most of the time, we see about 70 in a month. And they are volunteering anywhere from twice a week to once every other month. It just depends on their scheduling. And that's the beauty of being able to volunteer with an organization like ours. You can come as many times as you want, or if you have a little bit less time but the heart to be able to support our community, we can work you in as you have availability.
That's great. And just to touch a little bit more on the donors and mm-hmm. advocates, if you want to donate, what are some ways that the clinic is trying to work with the community to raise money to find those donors that are so willing to help on this amazing cause?
We are definitely supported by the community from an individual point of view, from an organizational point of view, and from the faith community as well. All of these mechanisms are ways that we are financially supported by the community. And we also have a county contract. So we're fortunate to be able to support our efforts for healthcare in that way as well. If you want to donate to the clinic, or perhaps get together a group of people to have an event to support the clinic. We've had a number of folks do that. Give us a call and be delighted to have a conversation about either individual donations, come to tour the clinic. A lot of times people want to see what they're investing in. So we encourage people to come over to the clinic, take a tour, and that will oftentimes either lead to, yes, I want to volunteer, or yes, I'd like to donate to this cause.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And I've been to many events, and you all put on a great event, and being able to do a tour really gives you a visual of kind of the work that you're doing in the space that you're doing. And it also shows a lot of the things that you need. So this is why you need to donate. This is why you should donate, because of the things that you consistently need to make sure that you're helping change the lives of folks in the community. So let's say I'm out there listening and I want to learn more. I maybe want to take a tour. Maybe I want to donate today. Where should I go?
So if you want to go and check us out online, you can go to www.colemoreclinic.org or call my line directly at 703-260-8412. I'd be delighted to have a conversation, invite you in for a tour, and or tell you about one of our upcoming events.
That's fantastic. I highly recommend anyone, especially in the Mason District community, that's out there and wants to learn more, to actually go and take you up on that offer and take a tour, because I think you'll really be surprised with what you see, and you'll be really inspired and hopefully want to help volunteer, donor, be a donor or advocate, as mentioned. So that's great. To our listeners, if you're looking for a way to make a tangible impact in Mason District, supporting the Colemore Clinic is a great place to start. Lynette, thank you so much for joining us today and for the incredible work you and your team do every single day.
Thank you for this opportunity. It was great talking with you.
And that's a wrap on this episode of Reimagine Mason. If you've enjoyed this conversation, be sure to follow and share the podcast. Join us next time as we continue to highlight the people and projects that make Mason District an incredible place to live and work. Until then, stay informed and stay engaged.